All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time, as we are getting very close to the end of the regular season in the Major League Baseball campaign. Still got about another 6 or 7 weeks to go, but it will be here before you know it. And you look at the National League Central. This was a division that was dominated by the Chicago Cubs last year, as they won 103 games to win this division by a 17-game margin. And the Cubs would then go on to win their first World Series championship since 1908. Now, the Cubs had a very young and talented team, and like I've said in the offseason, I've said it throughout the season, the thing that was going to hold the Cubs back was going to be the Cubs. Were they going to be content, and were they going to believe all of the press clippings and everybody telling them in the offseason how good that they were? Well, the Cubs have shown flashes. We saw them get hot to start the second half of the season, and they built a decent lead in the NL Central, but now the Cubs are struggling once again, and this is keeping teams like the Milwaukee Brewers in it, and also it is keeping the St. Louis Cardinals in it as well. St. Louis defeated the Kansas City Royals tonight for their fourth consecutive victory over their rivals from the Show Me State. It's also their sixth consecutive victory. And right now, St. Louis has a record of 59-56. And don't look now, but the Cards are just one game behind the Cubs for first place in this division. And I mean, St. Louis really has no business being here, but guess what? This is an organization that is dedicated to winning. They play hard. They put the best nine guys out there on a game-to-game basis that are going to give them a shot to win. And you look at it this season. They traded first baseman Matt Adams to the Atlanta Braves. Starting pitcher Adam Wainwright and catcher Yadier Molina are aging. You have infielder Colton Wong and outfielder Randall Grichuk, who have regressed somewhat this season. But the Cardinals under manager Mike Matheny keep finding a way to hang around. Their team ERA is 3.77, which is third in the National League. They've had 63 quality starts this year, which is the second. And then offensively, their 333 on base percentage is third in the senior circuit. And the Cardinals, they simply go out there. It's that Cardinal way. Guys are doing whatever it takes to win. And now they have a shot to make the postseason for the sixth time in the last 7 years. And you look at St. Louis's schedule coming up. And you know what? I'm not going to write this team off, because the Cubs have allowed them to hang around. And the Cardinals have a very favorable schedule. This weekend, they will host the Atlanta Braves, which will be followed by a six-game road trip of two against the Boston Red Sox and four against the Pittsburgh Pirates next week. But then after that, they're back home for San Diego, three with Tampa Bay, and then they're back on the road, two with Milwaukee, which will be crucial, four-game set in San Francisco, four games in San Diego, and then they're back home for Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and a big one against the Cubs in mid-September in Wrigley in a three-game set. They got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh on the road. And how do you like this to finish up the regular season for the Cardinals? Seven consecutive games at home, four with the Cubs and three with the Brewers. So this NL Central division, more than likely now, is probably going to get decided in the final week of the season. And being that the Cubs have allowed St. Louis to hang around, I am not writing this team off. St. Louis has plenty of heart. They have plenty of determination. And we've seen it before. It does not take a lot of wins for them to go out there and get into the postseason and make something happen. I mean, you go back to 2006, the Cardinals only won 83 games in the regular season, and then they got in, they won the NL Central, and then they went on to win the World Series. So you cannot put anything past this team. And typically, it's the years where the Cardinals are real good that they falter in the postseason. We saw it in 2004 when they won 105 games, but they got swept in the World Series by the Boston Red Sox. We saw it back in 2000 when they won 95 games and they lost in the LCS to the New York Mets. We saw it in 2002 when they won 97 games and they lost in the LCS to the Giants. And then we saw it a few years ago back in 2015 when St. Louis won 100 games, but they lost in the divisional round against the Cubs. So you let this team get in, anything is possible. You have the likes of Trevor Rosenthal in the bullpen. You never know what he's going to give you. Jed Gorko, Tony Pham, these guys simply know how to go out there and make the play happen. So if this Cardinals team is going to be hanging around thanks to the Cubs' inconsistency, this NL Central race could get very interesting coming down the stretch. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com. is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.